The Park City School Board in its meeting Tuesday deliberated over a proposed new building that would be located near Treasure Mountain Junior High School to house professional development, the PC Caps building, and other various needs. The various needs have yet to be identified, but could include technology, the debate team, robotics, and other community needs. The $5 million building concept has already been presented to the school board following a master planning committee recommendation as well as an outside consultant review back in 2010. But the conflict that arose during the board meeting was that the dire need for the building seems to have come before the community without much vetting, communication, or transparency. The master planning committee was made up of primarily district officials plus one building principal. Several community members who are meant to be represented on the committee were not included in the master planning meetings over the last several years. Also on the district website, no meeting minutes have been posted to show the process around which the committee has come to the decision a new building is needed. Nevertheless, school board member Charles Cunningham, also on the master planning committee, presented to the school board how the decision was reached to justify the new building. He said despite the ample space of areas like the high school lecture hall, school cafeterias, or the Eccles Center, there isn't enough space for professional development or other needs. Also, he argued that the new PC Caps program, while only in its first year, has been planned over the last 4 years and was always intended for a separate space. The building that was renovated to the tune of some $250,000 last year for the PC Caps program is only available through the 2014-15 school year, after which time the lease expires and other uses of the building will occupy it. Cunningham says the search for another leasable space proved fruitless.
If there was a less costly alternative in terms of lease space, he had brokers out there, he did an exhaustive search, and the result was there was nothing that would meet the requirements of that kind of facility on a lease basis. And needing a facility for PC Caps, having the need for the professional development and other uses could be made of it, and being able to build it on our property.
He says the new building wouldn't necessarily trump what's also said to be a priority, a revamp and remodel of Treasure Mountain Junior High School, which is a dated building.
The idea was Treasure was always right kind of behind this as a need, whether it was going to be a renovation or a completely new building. It was never seen as either or. Intensively 2 years, but basically starting 4 years ago to reach this point to make the recommendation.
The master planning committee's idea for a new building was also intensified when the PRI Bear Hollow property was offered to the district, and the district believed ground had to be broken on a new building in the fall of 2013, which didn't happen. It made the district focus on a building site that would be on existing district property. School board member Tanya Knauer asked for a long-term strategic plan for a district campus that would determine all the needs.
But what I'm wondering about is as we have changed, this building has morphed from a CTE to a CAPS building and from a Bear Hollow to an in-town building, which is fine. Why we weren't looking at really the whole campus? Because we knew the district office, we knew Treasure Mountain. I'm just wondering if at some point we ought to get some community input on this and put a survey monkey out there. I mean, instead of a small group of people deciding on, you know, huge $1 million expenditures, do we have a diverse enough group of people?
But school board president Mo Hickey argued that had been done. School board member Nancy Garrison said she was unclear about the multiple uses for the building that the superintendent was expressing the need for. She wanted specifics.
I mean, I need a really good rationale because my inner voice says that CAPS is an everyday, every other day program. And so that building downstairs is dark every other day.
Yep.
And that multi-use space upstairs. And I've got to get really persuaded that this is the best use of our capital dollars if that building might be dark a fair amount of time.
Superintendent Immer Conley was asked to come back with those specific uses. As the board was divided about moving ahead on the project at this time, they'll bring it back for a work session next week and vote on the proposed building at the May 20th school board meeting. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.